Again, it's time now for our weekly programme Talking Point with Linda Mashtalir.
More than a week after elections in the Czech Republic saw support for the Communist Party fall to 12% of the vote, there are still many voices on the Czech scene concerned with questions of the communist past. Some Czechs who once immigrated to escape the communist regime are dissatisfied with outcomes of property restitution settlements, and historians and politicians are pushing for an Institute of National Memory to finally be established in the Czech Republic. In this week's Talking Point, we take a closer look behind the scenes and speak with some of those involved in making sure that the communist past is not forgotten. While election results show that there is no threat of the communists returning to power, a contingent of Czech politicians is not satisfied with this reality. For them, the past should simply not be forgotten, but taught in schools and openly discussed to ensure that this country's communist history is part of the national consciousness. Interestingly, the Czech Republic is the only state in Central Europe where the Communist Party has not undergone a reform process since the revolutions in late 1989. In fact, it was allowed to exist in its old form, while in neighboring Poland and Hungary the old Communist parties were banned. Senator Martin Majstrík has an opinion on why that did not happen in the Czech Republic, and it's the same one often heard in discussions with Czechs living abroad.
You know, for a long time I didn't allow myself to believe the possibility that there was a backdoor agreement of some kind. But with the passage of time, and there has been a lot of time now, I've become convinced that there were agreements made with the Communist Party leadership. Of course, there's the question of the degree of deals made behind the scenes. Maybe they were only verbal and minimal, but I think they existed. The Communist Party was not banned, if only because at the very beginning of 1990, a federal gathering approved an election law in which the Communist Party was named. So this made it possible for the party to participate in the first free elections. Unfortunately, there was no political will to ban the Communist Party, and today we can only ask ourselves why that was the case.
Bohužel, tam prostě ta politická vůle evidentně chyběla.
Being so closely connected to the post-communist reform process in the beginning, most especially on a committee that dealt with issues of property restitution in the 1990s, Martin Majstrík points to one main reason why he thinks the reforms were not always terribly effective.
Těch opravdových demokratů asi tady bylo málo. Bylo tam dissent, byl hodně infikovaný.
There were probably really only a few true Democrats here. A segment of the dissident community was comprised of people from 1968. I mean, the so-called reform communists, who of course did not have much of a desire to dive into the problems with the Communist Party. Many of them had a problem confronting this ghost, because even though many of these people were kicked out of the party following the Warsaw Pact invasion in August 1968, they still remained on the left of the political spectrum.
Yet there was real change, and the school curriculum reflects this shift, at least formally, including studies of the communist era. However, the common problem is that teachers don't often devote much time to post-1945 events. After a recent seminar dealing with Czech politics and the communist past, I caught up with Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda and asked him what should be done about this problem in the educational system.
So my suggestion is to make some pressure on the teachers to teach the past in a correct way. So maybe if it is a compulsory to all the students to be taught Czech history, because that's a part of our history. We could not exclude that part of history, saying now we are the Democrats and we have no interest in being taught everything what is coming from the past. So maybe this is just a question of discipline.
How do your own kids feel about what is left out of their curriculum? Do they ask you questions about the communist past?
My sons, they are something something special because, you know, they are well educated, they have read many books, so they are in the atmosphere of family which has interest in discussing many political items. So I am lucky for having sons with a very strong interest in politics and politology, philosophy, literature, etc., etc.
Martin Maestrik and his supporters in the Senate, among them is Jaromir Szczetina, have been trying to pass a law amendment that would ban the symbols of communism, just as the Czech Republic bans Nazi symbols. I asked Mr. Maestrik what sort of support he's getting from abroad for this initiative.
No, to je druhý problém, že západní Evropa, která ho nezažila, tak...
That's another problem we face. Western Europe, which did not experience the communist system, does not see the legacy as a problem. They have a very clear standpoint regarding Nazism, and it's an absolutely unacceptable ideology. But where communism is concerned, Western Europe's position is essentially indifferent. The latest comment coming from the European Union was that all the states of Central Europe should deal with this problem as they please. In one way, this is a good approach, but it also shows indifference towards the issue. So I've made it my personal goal to bring this topic to the attention of the European Parliament and to have Europe form a position on communist history. I'm especially happy with the initiative the Americans have taken to build a memorial to victims of communism that will stand almost right in the center of Washington, D.C.
Another one of the concrete efforts to preserve access to and interest in the past is that led by Senator Jiří Liška, who wants to establish an Institute of National Memory in the Czech Republic. He spoke to me about why it's taken so long to get this project off the ground.
Myslím si, že tím nejdůležitějším momentem je zvětšování se politické vůle.
I think that the most important moment came with increased political interest in the issue. With some distance between us and the events of 1989, there seem to be more people who are interested in dealing with questions of the past, and they see a need to have this history of ours be accessible. This is where the Institute of National Memory comes in. Such an institution will allow us to explore the past, which ensures our future identity as well.
So although there are still many unresolved issues connected with this country's history, the new Institute of National Memory should be open and running by the beginning of 2007.